Hello, everybody.
And welcome to
Talking with Cannabis.
Yes. I'm going to take a yawn break. Excuse me.
So while she's yawning, we're going to get into today's topic.
Okay, I think I got it out of my system.
Hashtag Free Britney.
Yeah, hashtag Free Britney.
Okay.
So, not the Spears.
Exactly. We're talking about a different Britney today. And this sparked controversy across the world.
It did.
People are on the fence about this.
And Twitter blew up about it.
Here's what we know now, according to Vox.com. Thank you for joining us today. So, here on Vox.com, it says, end quote, Britney.
Sorry,
she's laughing. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because it sounded like you said, here on Vox or Fox, and it was almost like you made it seem like you sound like you were on a TV show, and I don't know, I'm stoned, so I thought that was funny, and it made me laugh, so I'm sorry, I wasn't laughing about the actual article. I don't know. The scenario made it sound like, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, she forgot. So, I never meant to hurt anybody. Brittany Griner told a Russian judge during her sentence hearing last week, I made an honest mistake, and I hope that in your ruling that it doesn't end my life here. So, she's been pretty much in custody with the Russian authorities since February 17th and has been detained at a Moscow airport for having possession of vape cartridges containing less than a gram of cannabis oil. So she ended up pleading guilty for the, trying to hope she could, you know, lessen her sentence by cooperating and be like, you know, I did it, right? And, you know, she says, you know, she used it for her personal medical use as well. So, I don't know. It looks like they didn't throw her, like, any sympathy. They kind of just went.
Did she know about any of, like, the specific, like, rules or regulations that they have on cannabis there? Or did she honestly just not know any of that? And then it was like, you know, she brought her medicinal products and got detained, unfortunately. And it just went really bad. And she honestly just didn't know. Like, that's the big question, is, like, did she know about some of these rules?
I'll put it to y'all like this.
Or did she
I didn't
not?
Fucking know.
I didn't know either, but I did know that they are very strict out there. I wasn't sure on what exactly. All I knew is that they were strict, extremely. I think most people know that, but, you know, I can't speak for everyone.
So, pretty much, Russia's trying to give her 9 years in prison.
Which is just so harsh, and it's like, it's not really drug trafficking. Wait, is it if you're using it for personal use? Does that still count?
Yeah, if you're moving
traveling
in across,
with it?
Across state line,
okay.
It's over. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, damn, that really sucks, because it's like, honestly, one of the most harmless things you could, like, travel with, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
What's the matter?
So
you pointed out something. Oh.
Now we are speculating that the United States Department of State engaged in negotiations to trade the most notorious arms dealers in history, a Russian named Victor Bout or Boot. For Griner. And former, because I haven't actually watched any of the news stories, so
we don't know how her name is.
I don't know how exactly. So like I said,
we do
apologize for
mispronouncing.
Free Britney. Okay?
Anything.
That's all that matters. Free Britney. Okay?
Yeah.
Here on Talking with Cannabis, where we talk with cannabis, everything's good over here.
Where we
you
talk
know what I'm saying?
Cannabis.
We probably won't be talking with cannabis in Russia.
No.
Anytime soon.
But we probably...
So anyway, they're trying to trade, basically, because they're saying a former security consultant, Paul Whelan, says, you know, they were wrongfully detained. So they're trying to, you know, do some little thing where they release one of their prisoners and we release one of ours. And I don't know how that all is going to work.
Well, I mean, I feel like now they don't care what the U.S. is saying because she technically pleaded guilty. Or that's what the article said. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, really 9 fucking years? Like, that is hella harsh, dude. Like, for some fucking a weed vape, you know, cannabis oil.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, really harmless. I mean, I guess the pen could be kind of dangerous if you overcharge it and it, like, blows up or something. Or, like, the cartridge breaks and the wax, like, melts in your luggage. But it's, like, it's not going to cause anyone to overdose. It's not going to be used to be drugging people. It wasn't used to sell to anyone. It was literally a medicinal thing. It just really sucks, and I feel like 9 years is just super harsh, but that's just my opinion. Like, I just feel like, if they decide not to let her go at all, and they want to continue to just give her a sentence, I just feel like 9 years is really excessive, and they should, like, lower that. But someone else might sit there and go, she broke a law, so blah, 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 she deserves that. And other people might sit there and go, oh, she should just be let go, period. And I feel like, you know, maybe she should, serve some type of, charge, but maybe, like, back in the U.S., like, you know, maybe they could work out something like that, where it's like, okay, you do some type of form of community service to pay back, you know, for the time of this, you know, crime, right? But you don't have to be locked up in the Russian prisons. But obviously, they're probably not going to go for that. It seems pretty clear that they're going to keep her there, and it really is frustrating.
Well,
don't you think so? Because there's ways to work around it.
Listen, I paraphrased not everything, but some parts, and there's more to read. So if you want to go check out that article, it's on Vox.com.
Did I talk too much?
You know, pretty much, Brittany versus the Merchant of Death. So, catch us, on our next episode of
Talking with Cannabis. Sorry, Cannabis. The first half started out confident, and then it, like...
Once again, free Brittany, out that jam. Yeah, dude. Forget that. 9 years, it's whack.
Yeah. It's harsh.
Peace out.